B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
James, how can we help you?
Hey, so I've been hanging out with this chick. You know, we went out a couple times, and the last time we went out, we hooked up, and now she won't talk to me. I assume it's because I bailed pretty early. You know, I got a lot going on. I got to be working in the morning, and she knows that. And I know sometimes you tell a girl, you know what I mean, I got to bail early because I got to be up in the morning, and it sounds good at the beginning, but then when you actually do it, they kind of freak out on you.
Yeah.
And she won't talk to me now.
Okay. I mean, so that's the thing. If we call her and if there's a reason that she's a little upset, it's because you did bail early after having sex.
Yeah, but I mean, we talked about that. Like, hey, I got to go. And, you know, I understand sometimes that happens, but it seemed like she liked me. You know what I mean? And I'm into her. So
yeah,
figured maybe you guys could give me a little help.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's an easy explanation. We'd be like, hey, listen, man, the guy got a job. It's like, what are you going to do? Miss work because the sex was really good? No, that makes sense. Okay, so hang on. We'll try and call her next, okay?
All right, thanks.
We just spoke to James. He's looking for this girl, Misty. So they went out. They hooked up. Now, before they... Was it at your place or hers?
It was at hers.
At her place. Okay, he said, hey, listen, just so you know, I got to get out of here early. I got a job. They had the sex, and he left because he had to go to work. Maybe that hurt her feelings because she was like, I'll put him out. He'll miss this job because I'm going to freaking put it on with him. And he was like, thank you. That was some delightful vagina. I got to go to work now. But we'll see if she picks up the phone. We can explain this. I think we can get another date for you, sir, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, stay quiet, James.
Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry for waking you up. Is this Misty?
Yeah.
Misty, it's Ramiro and Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station, and I can explain why. Just if you give me 20 seconds, I can explain why we're calling. It's a good thing.
All right.
Okay, so we got your phone number from a gentleman who would like to take you out on a date. You know this guy, and I'm going to tell you his name. So basically, if you say yes to a date, you can pick everything, the restaurant, the day, the time, whenever you're free, and we will reserve it, pay for everything. You can drink as much as you want, eat as much as you want.
Yeah, I'm waking up now.
Yeah, okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, because the worst case scenario, you're going to have a good meal and some good drinks and maybe not hit it off with this guy, but maybe you will. Do you want to hear his name?
All right.
It's James.
James?
Yeah, James. And he told us about how last time you got together, how he said, you know, he goes, I told her that I did have to leave early for work. So if you got offended that, you know, you guys got romantic and then he kind of got up and left.
No, that is not even what happened.
That's not what happened?
No. I don't even know if I want to go into this right now, honestly.
Well, why don't you just tell us your side of it? That way we can explain it to him. And then you don't have to do the date. If you say no to the date, we'll say no. She said no because whatever you tell us and he'll leave you alone.
All right, I'm going to tell you this because I know that it has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude's over my house. We had a good date, right? And all of a sudden, I hear, like, gagging.
Mm-hmm.
To be very blunt, he's between my legs.
Okay,
you know, like,
okay,
I'm trying to enjoy it.
Yeah?
Until all of a sudden, again, I hear the dude gagging.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that can't be good.
What the hell is making you gag, right? But anyway, so then later on, we're just getting into it again. I'm excited. We're having a fun time. And one of my dresses is a mirror. I look over, and the kid is holding his damn nose.
Hold on a second.
While he's doing me from behind.
Wait a minute.
What do you think it could have been?
What?
Not my nipples, his nose. Okay.
Uh-huh. But, okay, if you're mad because he was doing those things, but he does want to see you again, so maybe it's not what you... You know what? I'm not even going to try and explain it because I'm a little confused myself.
Awkward.
But how about we just get James on to this... Because he's on the phone, Misty. James?
Yeah.
So can you explain those situations that she was just, did you hear what she said?
I didn't realize that she even noticed. You know what I mean? I didn't know that she saw that.
You didn't think she, you didn't think she heard the gagging?
I tried to keep it as quiet as I could. You know, she's not bullshit. You know, there was something going on. Yeah, look, I know everybody's got, you know, a bad day and issues come up and you know, we're out and doing a lot. And, you know, I thought it could have been sweat. I thought it could have been maybe something you ate or maybe some kind of detox you've been taking. I'm willing to, you know, keep going through that. You know what I mean? I assumed it wasn't a permanent issue and was willing to overlook it.
Kid, I was powerless.
Well, I mean, I didn't even bring it up.
Yo, I cannot even believe I'm starting my day with this. Hell to the no. You were not exactly daisies.
Yeah, but I mean, it couldn't have been me because you were definitely not gagging, you know, when you were me.
Misty, would you like another date with James?
Hell no. I would love to go on a date with someone new, maybe somebody that you have in mind who's a grown man, but James, no.
Guys, go ahead and find her somebody, but make sure you find somebody who is who's like a plumber or used to dealing with sewage. Someone that can get through that.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Listen, just because you have a sketchy background doesn't mean that you can't get a date. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen to this.
She is kind of going through like some legal stuff. So we're I'm basically have been hanging with her at her place. And it's not like she's wearing a ankle monitor or anything like that. So I'm not sure.
Remember, he's the one calling about a date with her. Hey man, I'm not judging. Listen tomorrow morning at 8:10. You're going to laugh your ass off. Get up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.